Sometimes I think I need an editor for this segment. It's how we wrap up the week. It has many AKAs, maybe SMH, a little Nancy Kerrigan. Why? It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed, where we wonder aloud if people understand they're being recorded, be it audio, video, or digital. But before we announce the nominees, let's bring in our proprietor to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with former Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forrester. So apparently he's developed a relationship with the Las Vegas, air quotes, model, Kiana Nige. Sure, he's married with three kids, and heck, there are a full 32 high-paying offensive line coaching gigs in the NFL. This idiot, though, rather than being your classic sneaky scumbag, decided, I need a little bump before one of those team meetings. So while on site of his employers, recorded the now infamous video of him downing a few rails of blow, then sending it along to her via video. And now we have a new phrase to add to our repertoire. She says he used her as a cocaine platter. Is that anything like a cheese platter? Turns out dumbass came down from his coke buzz and sort of threatened her if she released the video, which, of course, she then released. I'm guessing Forrester was not deciding between a Rhodes Scholarship or being a walk-on at Colorado State. And by the way, in case anybody's waiting, he's going to be late for the Mensa meeting. Okay, let's move to Washington head football coach Chris Peterson. Look, I think he's a hell of a coach. As much as it might pain the fan in me or many of you who view the Huskies as the archenemy, I got bad news. They ain't going anywhere. He's quickly built them back into a beast. He's also way out of line with this whining about the Pac-12 After Dark, which in essence is the conference's relationship with their TV partners. It's the price of success in major sports. It often comes with a price tag that includes time and inconvenience. You can't have it both ways. You can't take a $4, $5, $6 million job where the cash comes mainly from TV, then think TV and media won't have demands that you've got to adhere to. Again, if you're only about coaching, try high school or East Tech Upstate A&M. The late start times mean near-exclusive coverage. The whine about the East Coast not watching is crap, because everyone watching on TV at that time and a majority around the country are watching you because you're one of the few games on. TV drives the bus. Deal with it. Moving along with the Crunch Time Tool Shed, we land on the coach, Mike Ditka. What really bothers me, this is just who I am, or that's how we did things in my day. While that might be factual, they're not excuses for ignorance and flat-out stupidity, and this guy has become an elite blowhard. His statement during an interview with Jim Gray make you wonder, why do people still seek his thoughts on anything? In discussing the NFL kneeling and the protest, said, there's been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. Did they have history books at Carnegie High in Western PA or at the University of Pittsburgh? Ever hear of Rosa Parks, the suffragists, civil rights, Brown versus the Board of Education? Mike, anything? Bueller? It's amazing that privileged people think because it doesn't impact them, it doesn't exist. The ultimate see no evil, which is very easy to do as a millionaire from the confines of a gated community, limo special passes, and the safety of a network set. It's called empathy. And by the way, Mike, next time, let sweetness score the touchdown, you jackass. And finally, to the NCAA people who dole out penalties, I got to tell you, I'm so glad the feds are involved in this basketball scandal. Sure, there's the element of a fishing expedition, but at least they've got subpoena power to examine evidence, because what happened today in the North Carolina academic fraud case is sure fishy. Like I read on Twitter, NCAA, did you provide players hookers? North Carolina, nope, just fake classes. NCAA, okie dokie, you're free to go. So after 7 years, this is what was how things got settled. Phony classes dating to 1997, an inability to conclude violations of academic rules. They determined the laughable courses requiring little attendance and barely any work benefited the entire student body, not just jocks. They got off the hook. Despite this, more likely than not, UNC had athletes use these courses to help maintain eligibility. If you ask me, it sounds very lack of institutional control-y. So well done. Makes it real easy to take you guys seriously. All right, I think we got to go with the offensive line coach, Chris Forrester, for being married, getting involved with a model, and then getting caught with a video, snorting coke, and sending it to her. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.